Residents in northwest Victoria have been told to be prepared to implement their fire evacuation plans. High temperatures and strong winds have moved into the state after fanning fires in South Australia yesterday. 12 homes were lost and 5 firefighters were injured. A cool change moved into the Port Lincoln area overnight, bringing much-needed relief for weary crews. The dry conditions have now moved east and a total fire ban is in place across Victoria. China has again been blamed for the failure of the Copenhagen Climate Change Conference. A member of the team that drafted the final non-legally binding accord believes the West is being unfairly blamed for what was China's attempt to derail the process. Iranian forces have again clashed with opposition supporters as the country mourns the death of a prominent dissident cleric. In the latest violence, memorial services for Grand Ayatollah Hossein Ali Montazeri in several cities descended into violence. Witnesses claim women and children were beaten and scores of people arrested. And a US court has jailed the parents behind the infamous Balloon Boy hoax. Richard Heen was sentenced to 90 days in jail for deception and exploitation of his children. And we'll have more news later.